Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I'm so excited to announce that Bliss Project tickets are finally available for you guys. So this is my annual event. It only happens once a year. It is a three-day women's empowerment retreat in Newport Beach, California. It's sunny, you guys, and it's in the springtime. So first weekend in March, when it's still cold everywhere else, we will be working on ourselves. We will be stepping into our most authentic lives, our most authentic truth, and connecting with our tribe and having a whole lot of fun doing it. So if you've ever been to an event of mine or ever heard me speak, you guys know that I am all about making sure that this whole spiritual journey and life thing is actually fun, and that you find your mission and you find your purpose, whatever that might be, or you just figure out what makes you joyful and we have fun along the way. Because I really believe that when you are happy, when you're at peace, when you're having fun, that's when you become a magnet for all that you desire. So I hope that you get to join me there. Go to theblissproject.info now, and you can see what it's actually all about in the show notes. So if you click on the link there, you're going to be able to see everything, but just know that we are well over half sold out right now before tickets even went on sale because of so many repeat people. This is the sixth event, Bliss Project event that I have had, and they just keep getting better and better and better. So you do not want to miss out because tickets sell out super fast. With that said, we are talking about what you've been thinking. What have you been thinking? For real, what have you been thinking? So I want you to take a second and I want you to assess just in the last week how you've been feeling. What are the top three feelings that you have been feeling? Just think about them. Have you felt happy? Have you felt grateful? Or are you more in the realms of overwhelm, of anxiety, of sadness? Are you kind of toggling back and forth? Are you like, I'm happy, I'm freaked out, I'm happy, I'm freaked out? So believe me, I'm there right now. Maybe that's kind of mine. That is exactly mine. So I want you to look at every single feeling, because how you feel is really how we view the world, right? How we feel is how we view everything that's going on around us. How we view all the people that are coming into our space. How we view everything that we have to do is all based off of how we feel. So if you think of the days that you feel really good, pretty much you could have the craziest day ever, but you come at it like a pro, right? You just come at it like, yeah, this is great. I feel awesome. I'm excited about it. I'm grateful. Yes, I'm busy as heck, but this is great. So when you feel overwhelmed, little things can set you off. It can make you feel crazy. It can make you feel like you're going to throw a fit at any given moment in the grocery store aisle and just start slamming down boxes of cereal and stomping on them. I mean, it's like a fantasy, right? That would be awesome. But we want to feel good as much as possible and know how to get back into that space. So what we're going to do is look at how you have been thinking to cause those feelings. Because at the end of the day, it's so simple that it's almost scary. It's just the doing that is not easy. So what is making us feel a certain way is simple. It's our thoughts. It's the thoughts that we have been thinking the most. So if you've been feeling three emotions the most, all of your thoughts are tied to those three things. Or if you've been feeling one way, anxious, every single thought, you're thinking it in a way that makes you anxious, right? You're putting an anxiety spin on it. Maybe you have the thought in your head all of the time, I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time. I never feel like I have enough time. I can't fit that in. And with that thought in your head, everything will have an anxious undertone, no matter, even if it's a time when you have time. You'll never be able to feel present because you're putting that undertone on every single thing. You could be playing with your child while thinking, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough time. And all of a sudden, you've robbed that moment that wasn't being robbed by anything else by your thoughts. So if you can start to break down, what are the emotions I'm feeling the most? And looking at what are the thoughts that are fueling the emotion? Okay, so what do we need to do? Obviously, insert new thought. Insert new thought. And this is a big one for me. I was on my mastermind call with my ladies, Danette and Lindsay, last week, and I was feeling overwhelmed. And I really, really, really believed to my core that I had every reason to feel overwhelmed. And, you know, Lindsay gave me an amazing mantra that I did not want to attach to right away because I wanted to validate my overwhelm. And she challenged me to find the space and the peace and the grace. And how can I be present in this moment even when I feel overwhelmed? And I've done this before, but I wanted to attach to my overwhelm because I am very busy right now. But as you can hear, that's also a mantra that we say to ourselves. And as soon as I let go and kind of kicked and screamed and did not love how I felt after the call, I wasn't super happy. I wasn't super excited about the info that was given. And that's how these calls go, right? All of the good stuff is always making you look at what you're thinking and what you're doing. And she was totally right. I was putting the undertone of I'm so busy, I'm so overwhelmed on the moments where I had moments. And I was robbing them from me. And I was robbing them from really getting into flow for the place that I would like to be in my book. I was really robbing just different experiences in my life where even if it was overwhelmed, what if we rename it? What if we rename it? What if we just say blessed, you know? So don't get me wrong. There are times in your life that are not going to be perfect. There are times that are less than what you desire. And I do feel it's important to feel them. We don't want to bypass everything. But if we're living in that constant emotion, it is time to look at the thoughts that are fueling it. Because it's just an addiction, just like my little mini addiction to that overwhelm, right? It almost makes me feel good, like I'm doing something. And like, you know, oh, I'm maybe it's me feeling, oh, I'm important. I have all of these things to do, right? We never know why, but if we don't like the feeling, well, sometimes we can know why, but if we don't like the feeling, how do we change it? And I didn't like the feeling, and I said I didn't like the feeling, so why am I keeping the feeling? Well, my thoughts are feeding the feeling, so I had to switch my thoughts, and I had to find the presence within a busier schedule, and I did that. So it's not that it went away because it's still there, but now I'm very aware. She gave me a little bit of advice. She said, wear a piece of jewelry that you wouldn't normally wear that you notice all of the time. And whenever you do it, touch it and think of slowing down. And so I did that. And every time I felt this jewelry on me, I touched it and thought, this is a moment I could be present. This is just a little reminder to slow down. So maybe you guys could do something like that. And know that some of the best advice feels like a good gut punching. Sometimes don't let someone punch you in the gut, but you know what I mean. But that's the whole thing, is really being aware. And it's easy to just block it all out, to numb it all out, and to pretend that we're important because we're busy, or we're important because we have this going on, or that we get to stay in victim mode just a little bit longer, even though we don't want to feel that way anymore because it's serving us in some way. So looking at how it's serving us, but that it's no longer working for us, like we don't want to be served anymore in that way. So when we decide and we're good and ready, which is right now, because we're over it, right? And we're willing to move into another emotion, which means we're willing to think another thought. And that's the story over and over and over. And if you're sitting there thinking, yeah, but that's hard, duh, because everything that is good is probably going to be a bit of work, and it's going to be better than you even imagine on this side. So get to working, because the blessings are waiting, and we're blocking them by thinking these small thoughts. So I want to close on this quote. It's by Susan Taylor. Thoughts have power. Thoughts are energy. And you can make your world or break it by your own thinking. And I know that I'm going to, majority of the time, whenever I can possibly catch it, make my world instead of destroying it with my thoughts. Because truly at the end of the day, I am so committed to peace that I'm going to choose the most peaceful, loving, graceful thought, forgive myself and move on, and keep repeating that cycle until I find peace in whatever situation it is. Of course, we know these cycles come over and over again because events come in our life over and over again. But all we do is we repeat the same cycle because peace is all that matters to me at the end of the day. So you guys, I hope this helped. As you know, I'm always so grateful for you. And the number one thing that you can do for a podcast, if you love it, is to go subscribe, share it, rate and review it. So share it out on Facebook, share it on Instagram, rate it and review it, because that is how we get amazing guests on and how we can keep coming up and talking to you guys all of the time and making sure that you get the information that you desire to grow as big as you can possibly grow. All right, you guys, have the most amazing day. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.